Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
your wonderful Holy Ghost filled daughter, Shelly Brim Baggett. Glad to be with you, Mom. Well, and Merry Christmas
season. Merry Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve gift, Mama always used to say.
Yes.
Remember Nana, she'd call us first morning? She always said, whoever says Christmas Eve's gifts, first thing on Christmas Eve, you got to give them a gift.
Really?
We never gave the gift, but we always tried to be the first one to say Christmas Eve gift.
Well, of course.
And so today is Christmas Eve, and we've been talking about Brother Oral Roberts and the vision that he had concerning the second coming. And that we have to wake up to it. There was a time, Shelley, when he had not come yet the first time. But the prophecies, the prophetic word was filled that he is coming again. Mm-hmm. And the book of Matthew, the Bible, begins with his genealogy. Mm-hmm. And not his birth genealogy through his mother, mm-hmm. but it is the regal line that comes as he is like raised up in the house of Joseph. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this week. Joseph had to have been chosen. Mm-hmm. Do you think that the father is going to let his only begotten son come up in a house without the man having been chosen who would watch over the woman and his child? Mm-mm. And so I was told something so interesting by a Jewish rabbi. He was really not very happy when he told me this. He thought that they were copying things and trying to prove something. But it just so blessed me. It begins with just read the first couple of verses there.
Okay. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers.
And so then it goes on down to there, and then it ends up with the husband of Mary. Mm-hmm. Verse 16.
Okay. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ.
The Messiah, the Christ. So he's born of Mary. Mm-hmm. But this is the legal line of the throne. And so here we have in verse 17, all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. From the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now, the fact that he mentions that three times, you can't erase it. You can't just take it out of there. Mm-mm. So here's what the rabbi pointed out to me. He said, they're trying to prove that Jesus is the king. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. I said, well, how is that? And he said, well, you know the numbering system. And at that time, I just didn't know. He said, what's Vav? What's Dalit? Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't know. He said, well, count it up. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you can go to Psalm 119 and you can see that Aleph is one, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Bet is two. Aleph, Bet, Gimel is three. And Dalit is
four.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dalit, that kind of sounds like D to you, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Then he said, what's Dalit? Okay, four.
Like in the name of David.
Right. David's name is spelled Dalit, Vav, Dalit. Mm-hmm. Just three letters. Mm-hmm. They don't put in the vowels. Mm-mm. So DVD.
Right.
DVD. The DVDs.
Yeah, there you go.
Dalit, Vav, Dalit is David's name.
Mm-hmm. And he was musical.
Yeah. All right, so. And he was musical. Hey. So the Dalit is four. The Vav is six. Mm-hmm. And the Dalit is four.
Right.
So it's 14.
Right.
His name is 14.
And there were 14 generations.
Yes, and there were 14 generations. And so it is stamping the fact that he is the heir to the throne, the legal heir to the throne.
Mm-hmm. And so Matthew would be, who is a tax collector, he would be very precise about this information.
Yes. And God chose him because the book of Matthew particularly gives us the fulfilled prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ coming, mm-hmm. of his first coming. Matthew always goes back and quotes the prophetic word. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. So read from verse 19, Shelley.
And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David.
See, son of David.
Mm-hmm. Do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophets.
Right.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Yeshua. Now here we see that in the dream to Moses, excuse me, to Joseph, he's given the names.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Yeshua. Mm-hmm. And that means salvation, or Jehovah saves, mm-hmm. or Jehovah's salvation, mm-hmm. salvation of Jehovah. Anytime you see the word salvation in the Old Testament, you could easily put in there Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
So he shall be named Yeshua, Jehovah saves, for he shall save his people from mm-hmm. their sins. But now here's the wonderful thing. He quotes the prophecy out of Isaiah 9, 5 and 6. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now, Shelley, you know that we have studied Hebrew, mm-hmm. and that's one of the first little lessons that I learned when I studied Hebrew is simple little words,
mm-hmm.
which were Emmanuel. And they taught us how to say, they said, what do you want to drink? And you say, I want to drink cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see how easy that
mm-hmm.
is, coffee, cafe. Then they would say, you want cafe im milk, with milk, or bli without milk. Im
mm-hmm.
with bli without.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the name im with anu. Anu is us.
Mm-hmm.
El. You know what El is.
Mm-hmm.
It's God.
Mm-hmm.
With us, God.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have the great message of Christmas
mm-hmm.
tied in to the Gospels that really line this up together is Matthew
mm-hmm.
and John.
Mm-hmm.
They're tied together because it's here that we see the great message of Christmas.
Right.
Is that God came down and became incarnate in a human body,
mm-hmm.
the incarnation.
Right.
And in John, turn on over there and we'll see. Are you reading Wiest? Is that what you're reading?
No, I'm just reading just a...
another translation.
Yeah.
Okay. But here it says the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, would you read verse 14 in that translation? I don't know.
It's the English.
Oh, all right.
And it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
And so here we have Emmanuel, Emmanuel, with us God. Now, some translations say, and it is correct, the Word was made flesh and
tabernacled
among mm-hmm. us.
Yeah.
So he's the Word, he's God,
but
he pitched a tent. He tabernacled in human flesh.
Yes.
Now, it is the opinion of, and we've been reading a lot, we did last week, from this companion Bible.
Oh yes,
E.W. Bullinger.
Yes,
and he believes that Jesus. We celebrate the 25th because it was an ancient church mass, Michael and all the angels, mm-hmm. and people have even forgotten why they celebrate it. But he believes that we celebrate it because. I think actually Michael and all the angels fast is over on another date, but it has to do with the angels announcing, mm-hmm. and he believes that we celebrate the 25th because it was the date that he
conceived,
and that he was actually born on the first of the Feast of Tabernacles.
I see.
And then on the eighth day, that Which great day of the feast, mm-hmm. he would have been circumcised.
Right.
So the Word became flesh, mm-hmm. and tabernacled.
And then tabernacled 9 months later.
Mm-hmm. And so he became flesh on mm-hmm. that first day, September
right.
29th, he would have said, of the Feast of Tabernacles. Mm-hmm. And then he tabernacled among us. Whether or not he came on that date, we know that God came.
Well, sure.
And tabernacled in man.
Exactly.
And that this flesh body that we have, this That's tabernacle right. that we live in, and that's what
right.
it's called in the New Testament, our tabernacle. This earthly house of
that's
this tabernacle
right.
is what the apostle called it.
Yes.
We know that Jesus came and he lived a perfect life in a body like mine
yes, he did.
And yours so that he could pour out his blood. The life is in the blood. And he could become that sacrifice for all mankind. God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son. The great, great message of the first coming is the incarnation.
Mm-hmm. And it was attended by many angels.
Yes.
And I remember a prophecy from a seasoned, well-respected vessel of the Lord that just like his first appearing was attended by many angels, so also the coming of the Lord for the church, there'll be angels that'll be appearing and reappearing much.
Yes.
And so I know that heaven is busy. And that if our eyes were only open, we would know that they are preparing for the great ingathering of the bride, the church. And I just was thinking about this. How much time do we have left? Are we doing okay?
But 1 minute.
It just says in a brief.
You want to save it till tomorrow?
I'll save it till next.
All
turn
right.
in till tomorrow.
Okay. All right. This is Billy Brim and Shelley Brim Baggett. And we're just happy.
Yes, we are.
And thankful for the first coming, and mm-hmm. we're so looking to the second coming.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for being with us today. Do go online and join us in our prayer that we're praying for an awakening. These are serious and wonderful times, just like they were before his first coming. So go to billybrim.org, billybrm.org, or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And so, you can even call us at 1-800-972-3447, especially if you'd like to be a partner. We'd really like to have some new partners, and we'd like to know you and have you be our partner as we look forward to the second coming, and we're praying around this world together for an awakening. This is Billy Brim, and this is Shelley Brim saying, Shalom, and Merry Christmas.
Ding, 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 ding.